Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of your favorite podcast, the podcast that's taking over the airwaves, well, so to speak. It's the PVD Cast. I'm your host, John Orlando, bringing you another mini episode in which I want to toot my own horn. I want to brag a little bit. I am so happy to announce again, and if you missed this on Twitter or you missed this on the PVD Cast Facebook page, let me just tell you right now that there's another avenue where you can get this awesome podcast. Google Play is now hosting and offering the PVD Cast. So iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, or PVDcast.com, that's where you can get your hands or your ears. I don't know how, your hands on the podcast? Your ears on the podcast? Whatever. That's where you can listen to this podcast. So it's five different ways, and you know what? I just got to be honest, I'm very happy that the PVD Cast is now on iTunes and Google Play. I mean, let's be honest, iTunes is the most popular way that people get podcasts. They get their music, they get their movies or TV shows and whatnot. And, you know, I'm sorry that it took forever for me to get up on that particular platform. You know, it's not that I have a computer degree. You know, I don't have any real formal training when it comes to websites and web development. And, you know, I tried a few other particular plugins and they just didn't quite work. So I'm so happy that I finally figured it out. And I want to once again thank Mr. Sean Burns over at Blazing Caribou Studios. And their website, by the way, blazingcariboustudios.com. I want to thank Sean for the help on getting that small problem fixed with my RSS feed, and now I'm on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, SoundCloud, and of course, pvdcast.com. Alright, now you might be wondering why I called this episode laziness, because, well, let's be honest, that word doesn't connect to me. I'm not a lazy individual. But I want to talk about a few things that I think that the creators of these particular entertainment products have been lazy. Alright, I'm going to first kick off a couple of things, a couple of comments, a couple of insights, if you will, on the big wrestling weekend that took place in the WWE Universe. Of course, we had NXT TakeOver Brooklyn Part 2 and SummerSlam this past weekend, of which I watched both. And you know what, I got to say this, I was a little bit shocked that I didn't enjoy NXT TakeOver Brooklyn 2 as much as I have some of the other TakeOver events. I thought it was a good show. There was just something lacking, and maybe it was just me, I don't know. I thought the opener was really good. The ladies match between the debut of Ember Moon and Billie Kay, I did not think was very good. Although, I gotta be honest, and I'm gonna admit it right here, Billie Kay is quite an attractive lady. Hello, nurse, if you know what I'm saying. But that match I didn't think was very good. I think Bobby Roode was just absolutely amazing in his debut, and that theme song, oh good God, it's so over the top that I think the WWE is going to have to be careful that the fans just don't start cheering him, even though he's supposed to be the heel. And then the title matches, just to me, I kind of thought there was something missing. I really liked the tag team title match. I thought that was very good. Gargano and Ciampa against The Revival. I'm a big fan of The Revival. I really like them. I felt that the ladies match, just to me, I gotta be honest, and maybe it was just, you know, I was in a mood, I don't know, but I really couldn't get into it. I just felt like Asuka was not really going full-blown heel, but there was hints of it, and there was parts of it I didn't really care for the flow of it. Not that it was a bad match. It was not a bad match. There's just something about it. And then our main event that saw Shinsuke Nakamura win the NXT title from Samoa Joe. Again, a good match. But there was just something about it that I wasn't sucked in as much as I have been in previous NXT title matches. But I mean, overall, I thought it was the better show of the two. So I'm going to be overly critical and say that I thought SummerSlam was a little bit of a snooze fest. Best match of the night, Finn Balor versus Seth Rollins. Of course, we now know, as I'm recording this on a Wednesday evening, we now know that Finn Balor suffered a pretty bad shoulder injury. and is going to require surgery, so the WWE Universal title has been, you know, put up for grabs. But that match was a great match. I thought the main event was a good match. I mean, it was what we anticipated, an absolute ass-kicking, just both men trying to literally beat the shit out of the other one, and that's what we got. I thought that the ending made sense. I don't think that right now the WWE would be smart to either put Lesnar over or Orton over, and I think they had to do the best that they could with that storyline. I think they kind of booked themselves into a corner, but I thought that that made sense, and I thought it was a good ending. I felt that AJ Styles versus John Cena was pretty good too. But that's it, folks. I mean, after that, I gotta be honest, I thought most of the matches were kind of just boring. I thought Rusev and Roman Reigns was absolutely a waste, and I don't understand. When you had 4 hours, I don't understand how you can't adequately manage time and allow Rusev and Reigns to have a match. But yeah, overall, I thought SummerSlam was just, to be quite frank, a little bit boring and not interesting at all. So, but you know what? That's going to be a theme, because I'm going to talk a little bit about why I called this episode laziness, because I think the WWE is being lazy. And I know I'm going to catch some flack for this. I'm going to get heat for this, because just a few episodes ago, I was all, yeah, they're doing the brand split. This is going to be great. But I'm sorry, they're messing it all up. They're messing it all up. Now, I will say that I understand how the WWE operates, okay? I understand their business model. I get it. I'm just some schlub in Ohio. I know I'm not a McMahon. But I don't know. I had high hopes that the brand split would be an opportunity to do something different. And instead, we're taking the lazy route and just giving us more of the same. What is the point? What is special about the brand split if you put titles on everybody on both rosters? We're going to have SmackDown Tag Team Champs. We're going to have a Women's SmackDown Champ. We're going to have the Universal title on Raw. We're going to have the World title on SmackDown. Ugh. I was afraid this was going to happen. And furthermore, the mere fact that none of the belts have anything unique about them. I mean, the SmackDown Tag Team titles are the same as the ones on Raw. Like, you didn't even bother to go get new belts made. And you have the financial resources to do so. As a matter of fact, I mean, let's be honest, we saw, I believe during SummerSlam, the presentation or like a sneak peek at the Cruiserweight Classic, the trophy that the winner's going to get, made, by the way, by the guys from Orange County Choppers. 2006 called, they want the reality show back, and plus, furthermore, you went from making sweet motorcycles to this trophy? Oh, how the mighty have fallen. All right, but I digress. I just think that you're taking a lazy way out, WWE. I think, just think about this. Go with me on this. I know some of you right now are listening to this mini episode and going, Orlando's lost his goddamn mind, but just go with me on this. Think about how fun pro wrestling would be if the brand split had happened. And if you just go ahead and say, listen, every other pay-per-view or every minor pay-per-view, let's call them that, because let's be honest, Mania, Royal Rumble, Survivor Series, SummerSlam, those are the big ones, okay? So let's just say all the other ones are going to be co-produced SmackDown Raw pay-per-views, okay? And what we're going to do is we are going to have the champions defend all the titles on those pay-per-views. Think about how interesting Raw would be, how interesting SmackDown would be if you had Dean Ambrose, who's the current world champion. You had him on SmackDown, and he's going about his business. He's beating people. He's maybe involved in a feud with, say, Bray Wyatt, just for an example. And he's beating. But on Raw, you have these matches. You have a series of matches that is leading up, the winner getting a shot at Dean Ambrose for that world title on the next pay-per-view. Think how much those matches would mean something on SmackDown and Raw, and think how interesting the pay-per-views would be. And you could do some really cool and different things, right? Like, I know that that's not how the WWE operates. I know that they have their formula. I know that they have a business model in place and they think it's been successful. And it has been successful, let's just be honest. But you know what? You're seeing a little bit of this in NXT. I mean, you're seeing a little bit of this doing things differently, changing things up, trying new things. Why not do it on the main roster? I mean, what's the worst that happens? Okay, you lose a few people, right? A few viewers, a few fans, right? You're not going to lose to any competition because, let's just be frank, Ring of Honor, though, probably the number two promotion in America. That's right. I'm saying it's the number two promotion. I think it's got more availability than, say, TNA. But you got TNA and you got Ring of Honor, all right? And you got others, but they're nowhere near taking any of the business from the WWE. So why not try something new? Why not make it a slow build for these titles to make them mean something? But instead, we're going to go the lazy route. We're going to have SmackDown Tag Team Champions. They're going to bring a Cruiserweights up to Raw. It's going to be the same thing that they did 14 years ago. And to me, that might work now when you have new fans that have joined the fray. But for old wrestling fans like myself, and probably a good percentage of the WWE fan base is people that have watched wrestling for, I'd say, more than a decade, and we're going to be bored with it. I think they should just try something new, and I had high hopes that there would be something new, something exciting, something fresh. But alas, the WWE is not going to give us that, and therefore, that's why they're lazy. And there you go. That's why it ties on into our title for this mini episode. Now, by the way, they're not the only one. They're not the only one that's been lazy. And in fact, I'm going to get into it here as to another particular piece of entertainment, but I'm not going to be as descriptive because I don't really want to ruin a few things in case some folks are listening out there. I don't want to be a spoiler. But with that being said, can you hear the music? Can you hear the music? Yeah, it's time for Orlando! And Orlando Hates. Okay, my fave for this mini episode of the PVD cast is a building. That's right, it's a building. It's the McConnell Arts Center over in Worthington, Ohio. This past weekend, I got the opportunity to take a class over there about movie making, something that I'm passionate about. And it was a great experience. And I'm just going to throw the word out there because I got to be honest with you, I'm not sure that too many people know about the MAC, as they call it, the McConnell Arts Center. It's a phenomenal facility, and they have a variety of different programs over there. And, you know, if you're interested in painting, if you're interested in, say, taking dance classes or having your kids in dance classes, or if you want to do something in photography, I mean, they got a lot of different things. May I just make a suggestion? You should check out their website. Go to McConnellArts.org. That's McConnellArts.org. If you're in the Central Ohio area and you're interested in doing some type of artistic endeavor, they got a huge catalog of classes. I was absolutely thrilled with the movie making class that I took, and I highly recommend it. So my fave is the MAC, all right? The McConnell Arts Center. Now on to an edition of Orlando Hates. We're talking about being lazy. We're talking about laziness, and another particular piece of entertainment that is guilty of that. This is the USA Network show, Mr. Robot. In fact, I'm pretty darn certain that this was a fave of mine last year. Mr. Robot, I started watching last year in its inaugural season, and I thought it was a unique television show, a unique story, tale, and I liked it. I was a little bit hesitant to see how they were going to follow it up with season two, and I got to just be honest with you. We are 7 episodes in, and the first few kind of drug a little bit. I felt like they were, kind of watering things down. They were slowing things down. It didn't have to be that slow. But a couple of episodes ago, when 17 minutes of the show was filmed like an 80s sitcom, that bothered me. That annoyed me. And then nothing annoyed me worse than the episode last week, which I threw in the towel. Okay? It's lazy screenwriting, what they did. And I'm not going to say what they did, because I don't want to ruin it for anybody out there. But it's lazy. There's no excuse for it. you basically just threw a middle finger at me and go, hey, fuck you for watching 7 episodes. That's right. So I gotta say, I'm done with Mr. Robot. And unfortunately, it's in the category of Orlando Hates. So there you have it. I know, strong words, but what they did really makes me mad. I hate that. I mean, quite frankly, it was used once in television. It wasn't even vastly popular then, back in the 80s, but that same vehicle was used again. It's bullshit. That's all I'm going to say. We're going to move on. Hey, I want to let you know about something that's coming up here this weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, we're talking about and yet another extravaganza of wrestling exhibitions put on by, of course, Old Wrestling. They are going to be this Sunday up in Norwalk, Ohio, out at the fairgrounds there. It's going to be a great day of wrestling. Let me just tell you, if you want to have some fun and you want to see some interesting wrestling and you want to just go back in time, then you need to check out Old Wrestling. Go over to the website, oldewrestling.com. Check out all the information about the upcoming show. Maybe buy a couple DVDs, all right, of previous shows. Learn about the matches. It's going to be the first ever steel cage match in history. And if you're a new listener and you're like, I don't know what the heck you're talking about, John, go back to the last episode 99. You'll hear Murray and Fontaine, the man behind Old Wrestling, talk all about their big event coming up this Sunday, August 28th, Norwalk, Ohio, Old Wrestling, and yet another extravaganza of wrestling exhibitions. So, oldwrestling.com, oldewrestling.com, and if you don't know, now you know. Okay, with that, let's talk about where you get in touch with me in case you want to tell me that I'm an idiot, that the brand split is going superb in WWE, or, you know, you want to agree with me. You're as outraged about what they did on Mr. Robot as I am. If you want to let me know, there's a couple different ways you can do that. First of all, you can shoot me a tweet at PVDMVP. You can also find me on Instagram under that same username of PVDMVP. You can shoot me an email if you like. If you want to be a little bit lengthier than 140 characters and that, you can do so by simply going to your email browser, opening it up, and shooting an email to johnorlando@pvdcast.com. Hey, if you are listening on iTunes, please rate, subscribe, tell a friend, review it. Do whatever you need to do. Help get that algorithm going, if you will, at iTunes. I don't know why I got tongue-tied on that. At iTunes. Or you can listen at Google Play. You can listen on SoundCloud. You can listen on Stitcher Radio or, of course, PVDcast.com. With that, before I get more tongue-tied, I'm going to wrap things up because it's a mini-episode and we're pushing about 20 minutes. So with that being said, I want to thank you for listening, and I will chat at each and every one of you later!